Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Hump day, feeling a little bizarro up in here. It'll get better. Your phone calls could be a big part. Lift my spirits. Because I try to be intellectually honest. You know, I do. And if Joe Biden's kid, if Hunter Biden, the ne'er-do-well son, if this kid's crooked, if this kid gets indicted, you know what? I'm not going to go on the radio and defend him. I'm not going to do it. That's not my role. That's not my job.
That would also make you look, I don't know, hypocritical. Wouldn't it?
Hypocritical in what regard?
Well, if you didn't go after him, if you just backed him up without any
thought. Oh, I've been called worse than a hypocrite, but I try not to be a hypocrite.
My point is we point out the things that the Trump kids do. We point out the things that other people do, and if we don't hold our own to the same standard, then we're just as dumb as they are.
Never let those words come out of your mouth again. Real quick, I wanted to stand with, for the moment, my girl, Senator Susan Collins, because I think she did display a little courage. Let's acknowledge it. Now, there are predictions that Ketanji Brown Jackson could get as many as 52 votes or more. How? Ooh. Considering she's so qualified. She has such a judicial temperament. She is so smart. She killed it. She killed it. Anyone that watched it, not named Lindsey Graham, knows that she killed it. But anyways, Susan Collins on Wednesday said she would support Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court, becoming the first Republican to back her confirmation. What are the rest waiting for? I mean, it really shouldn't be close. It shouldn't be 2 and 48 opposed. That is insulting to this nominee, this historic nominee. But let me read on. After reviewing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's extensive record, watching much of her hearing testimony, and meeting with her twice in person, I have concluded that she possesses the experience, qualifications, and integrity to serve as an Associate Justice on the Supreme Court. I will therefore vote to confirm her to this position. You know, that shouldn't be a controversial position. I shouldn't have to say, wow, Susan Collins, she's the courageous one. Anyone that saw the hearing should be a willing yes. I mean, come on. You want this woman on the court.
But Mitch McConnell said she was going to support packing the court, even though she can't really do it.
Mitch McConnell basically showed his caucus, his colors, and, they're, let's just say, anti-black. That's my opinion of Mitch McConnell. Why? Because his actions, if not his words, demonstrate, you know, sort of a certain baked-in-the-cake racism in regards to this justice pick. So anyways, congratulations soon to Ketanji Brown Jackson. I suspect there will be a few other Republicans of conscience that may join her there. And, you know, again, it's Bizarro Wednesday because I have to acknowledge that Susan Collins isn't one of the weakest spined, worst Republicans in the U.S. Senate today. So it's a weird day. And Ron Johnson, strangely, might be right about Hunter Biden. There's a realistic chance Hunter Biden could be indicted. That's the reporting at CNN. That's what CNN is saying. The headlines over at the Washington Post. And I read their long form story on Hunter Biden. And so much of it wasn't like a secret source said. No, they had documents. They had monetary transfers. And a lot of it also was in the possession of senators. And if it weren't for the cast of characters trying to bring this story to light, because let's not forget, Giuliani? You had President Trump at the time threatening Vladimir Zelensky with military aid out the dirt on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Burisma, right? That was part of why Trump got impeached. But ultimately, there might be a little there. And I'm not sure about the, you know, Trump part, other than the fact he certainly threatened a foreign leader and held back military aid. But the Hunter Biden part, there might be some there. And I'm trying to be intellectually honest. It's difficult sometimes. TheHill.com. A top legal analyst at CNN said it's possible President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, could be indicted by the U.S. government following an investigation into his foreign business dealings. This is a very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. Eli Honig said Wednesday morning on the network, we are seeing federal prosecutors in Delaware do exactly what you would expect to see federal prosecutors do in this situation. Honig said it appears the investigation into Hunter Biden's business overseas is gaining steam. Hunter Biden's history of drug use and relationships in international business world have been the subject of scorn amongst Republicans and critics of his father for years. Former President Trump relentlessly attacked President Biden over his son's struggles with addiction and what he alleged to be corrupt overseas business affairs during the 2020 presidential campaign. Trump's first impeachment stemmed from a call with the president of Ukraine during which Trump pressured the Ukrainian leader to help him dig up dirt on Hunter Biden, who had done business in the country with a corrupt oil and gas company. On Tuesday, Trump took his attacks on Biden's a step further, asking Russian President Vladimir Putin to release any damning information.
Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Bidens, both of them, $3.5 million? That's a lot of money. I would think Putin would know the answer to that. I think he should release it.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a bizarre world. Because I would be quoting Charlie Sykes from The Bulwark. Guy I don't respect a lot. But I think he makes the correct call on this assessment. Trump couldn't just let the Department of Justice do its job. He had to wade in. Had to throw his opinion. Had to reach out to Putin, the guy that invaded Ukraine, and ask him to release any dirt you might have on Hunter Biden now. Yeah, I get it. No connections. Russia, Russia, Russia is about absolutely nothing. But Hunter Biden might be about something as well. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
My son is a bootlegger.
I drink, and I know things.